Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, friends and neighbors. This is Dr. Jim Bachman from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and we are going to discuss your castle today. Now, let me give you a little bit of a synopsis of why I termed this your castle. And I did state also that Facebook Live, however, there are some technical issues because there are so many folks on the internet right now because we're all sheltering at home. It is creating some issues, particularly when we're doing some type of broadcast. So I decided at the last moment, because of some issues I was having here, to go live on Blog Talk Radio, and then that will go on to Facebook and you can listen to it. So let me give you a disclaimer. First of all, we're not going to diagnose anything today. We're not going to cure anything today. My purpose today is to help convert your castle into your castle by suggesting and giving you some information that may just make a tremendous difference, because a little bit of education is very powerful, in my opinion, because pandemics have been around since the beginning of time. And you can go back through the history of mankind, and pandemics have been around. And we have never had it to this degree where we, in our history, have experienced it, but it's all over the world. And we have found that pandemics are best helped or best managed by doing a couple things, because the best defense is a very, very powerful offense. So we've always handled pandemics by three stages. The first stage is isolation. The second stage is quarantined, or mitigation, as it's being referred to today. And the third is the best thing that you can do, self-help, is to do a soap and water. So I'm going to add one more thing to that, and we're going to call it a lifestyle change. Make some suggestions today that can make a difference, because in education, realizing that our immune system is what is in charge of defending us, we cannot outlive our immune system's ability to defend us. And we want to give it every tool in the toolbox that can help. Now, if you agree with me, stay tuned. If you don't agree with me, you know, that's a sad thing. Because basically, if your immune system doesn't work, the end is very close. So let's go forward and help convert your immune system into a 24-karat gold immune system in defense, or you can leave it at a zirconian. So, you know, that decision is up to you. I can spend many, many hours making this information, and unless folks will heed it and make some minor changes, then, you know, we are in charge of our own health, we are in charge of our own life, and we are in charge of our own future, and that's why we live in America today. So that being said, let's just give you a little bit of history here. If you live in a castle, back in the Elizabethan day, you had a castle, you had a drawbridge, you had a moat, you had knights that defended your castle. So we want to do everything we can to add to the defense of your castle, and your castle meaning your body and your immune system. You know, we in everyday terms, remember the Australian fires and how many animals and how much property was lost during that situation. We want to do everything we can to avoid that in the future. California has a lot of problems with fires, so we want to do everything that we can to avoid it. And, you know, even though we do everything as a preventative measure, there still are circumstances that we can't control, but there are a lot of things we can. And the one thing we can control is our self-care. And self-care, when I'm referring to self-care, I'm talking about your lifestyle. Does your lifestyle support healthy immune function, or does your lifestyle not support healthy immune function? So if we follow just a few guidelines, perhaps we can avoid a a horrible situation occurring because the flu comes around every year. We all know that. It's seasonal. If there's a possibility this COVID-19 can come around again in a second wave. We are very aware of that. So do everything now that can help make a tremendous difference in the way your immune system functions. So if we add some things to your toolbox, then we can help avoid more complications in the end, because you've heard that many folks that have succumbed to this, and our prayers and our empathy and sympathy goes out to those families, but most of them have had complicating factors. So we want to eliminate as many of the complicating factors in your immune system as we possibly can. So knowing that your body is made out of what you eat. So what you eat yesterday is going to be you today. What you absorb yesterday in your digestive system is going to be in circulation in your body today. Your proteins, your mineral content, your immune system function is what occurred today. And by the way, folks, your immune system also draws from the foods that you eat or don't eat, and is strong as a result of that. Just like your army that we have to feed all the time. If we don't feed our army very well, then we don't get a really good result on the battlefield. Okay, so I think you're with me now. I would assume that you would want to have, and you have for your family, a 24-karat gold functioning immune system as compared to a zirconium. Zirconium looks like a diamond, acts like a diamond. However, it is not genuine diamond. So it's an imitation. So that's what I'm talking about. So you can survive and your immune system is in a great place. Remember, 24-karat or zirconium. So, you know, the decision is up to you. Here's some suggestions that can help you doing everything you can to support your immune system. Foods that are healthy are whole foods. And I realize we have problems today in the supply chain. We can't get everything organic. We can't get everything as whole food. But sit down and see what your family is eating and understand that the more processed it is, the more devastating it is to immune system function. And in a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you some suggestions for some supplements that help to also reinforce your immune system. So honey is a better choice than white sugar. Why is that? Well, white sugar interferes with digestion. White sugar interferes with the probiotic activity in your digestive system. It changes it and skews it more towards unhealthy bacteria and yeast. White breads are unhealthier as compared to whole grain breads, white flour. So anything that is processed, folks, is not as healthy because it doesn't contain all the components that's needed to digest it, assimilate it, and then get rid of it. So if you take white flour, for example, or white sugar, it doesn't have any nutrient value other than empty calories. It doesn't have any fiber, and it doesn't have any vitamins or minerals unless they're added artificially. So it makes more sense then to use something that is healthier. Honey is more healthy. Now, if you're diabetic or for any reasons you have allergies, remember we're not diagnosing anything or we're not preventing coronavirus or any other virus. Our goal is to have a healthier immune system. Something that a lot of folks don't think about is every day, think about gratitude. Consider, and if you're listening to this or you're watching this or however you're getting this information, just thank the Creator that you're alive and that you have the ability to make decisions and hear and learn and do all those things that are good for you. Processed foods, as I mentioned, are not very healthy. They not only contain unhealthy calories, They contain omega-6 fats. Omega-6 fats are those fats that promote inflammation in your body. So just keep that in mind. Stress, as you are aware, and most folks are in a state of fear because of the stress level that they're getting constantly on the news media. So be aware. The first thing is be aware, because negative news sells, positive news does not sell. So be aware of it. Get informed. Listen to it perhaps in the morning and in the afternoon, and then learn what you need to learn and move on. Eat more fermented foods in your diet. Did you realize that sauerkraut is a whole lot healthier? Maybe you don't like it. Well, if you don't like it, then maybe you would consider yogurt. Maybe you would consider eating whole vegetables and eating stews and eating soups that are homemade. Sit down with the family and go over a dietary menu with some new, explore new things. I realize we have trouble getting as many fresh things as we once did, but there's a lot of frozen things that are available. That's the second choice. Third choice is canned. So just keep that in mind. Bright colored fruits and vegetables are the healthiest, and they provide what your body needs. Homemade things are even more, in my opinion, more nutritious, and there's a lot of pride, and it helps to also do away with a lot of preservatives. Don't be a couch potato. Reduce, if you're a smoker, reduce smoking, or it's a good time to stop. Alcohol, yeah, I live in Pennsylvania. I couldn't believe that there was a big push to get alcohol back on the market before a lot of health facilities were open. So that makes no sense to me, but I don't control that. Exercise is very, very important. Keep that in mind. Exercise, you know, there's very, very few things that exercise doesn't help. Remember, minerals. Minerals and vitamins are very, very important. And you're seeing a lot of information on TV and news and everything about vitamins and minerals, about keeping a healthy immune system. Vitamin C, I'll just mention that, is very, very good because it's a powerful antioxidant, and it helps your immune system in its defense mechanism. Vitamin A, where's most of your vitamin C come from? Fruits, vegetables. Vitamin A, where's vitamin A come from? Green leafy plants. And there are also some in healthy vegetables. Omega-3, where's omega-3 come from? Primarily fish, grains that are healthier, and nuts that are healthier. Extra virgin olive oil is very, very important. It's recommended that you consider 3 cups of greens in your diet on a regular basis. So, folks, there is a way that you can control what you're eating, which helps to reinforce your 24-karat gold toolbox that you want, called your immune system. You know, you can tear it down, or you can reinforce it. That's very, very important. Remember, your body is made out of what you give it in your diet. Fruits and vegetables, a plant-based diet, is the healthiest, according to most authorities. Keep in mind, processed food is not healthy for your total immune system. Taking supplements is a backup system. It's like an insurance policy, but you need to know what areas that you need to reinforce. Minerals. Did you know that Brazil nuts contains a lot of selenium? Very, very important mineral for thyroid function and protection for antioxidant activity. Are you aware that magnesium comes from fruits and vegetables, green leafy vegetables in particular? Very, very important. Iodine is very, very important. And in Pennsylvania, we are in the border belt, which means our body is very deficient in iodine. So, folks, in summary, I will hope that this message will come through. You can make some minor changes in your diet. Make 2 or 3 days a week a vegetarian, plant-based day. And you just may be absolutely amazed. Have a great day. I love you all, and be healthy.